This is Perspective, a special news and public affairs presentation of 1230 WSOO.
And good Thursday morning to you, Mark Sinangelo here with you. And it's hard to believe that it's just about the end of June, just another day away. And maybe harder to believe because we just figured it out. It's like 3 months till the first hockey game for Lake Superior State University. We got to Coach Damon Witten in the studio. Damon, good to see you.
Yeah, great to see you. Good morning. It's always great to be in and talk. And you mentioned it's a few months away, but we actually have some of the best O3s, the O3 birth years are on our campus this week. 120 of the top players in Michigan. Last week was the O2 birth year, so what is that, 14, 15-year-olds.
Wow.
A couple Sioux boys this week, which is awesome to see, and they've done a really good job. But so season's a couple months away, but we've been in the rink 10, 12 hours a day with these kids, working with them. So it's been awesome to see the future of Michigan on our campus, and I think great for our community. We have a lot of, obviously those kids stay on campus, but a lot of parents are grabbing hotels and eating meals around town and checking out all the sites. So, you know, season feels like it's a little ways away, but we've been working hard at hockey. So it's great to be in.
And those camps, those kids that are coming in and everything, what are they doing? Why would they, is it a camp that's specifically put on by Lake State and these kids sign up to come or what?
Yeah, great question. It's actually Michigan Amateur Hockey Association, which is our association throughout the state through USA Hockey. And this is called our Bantam Festival. So all the top kids in the state in those O2 and O3 birth years, you know, they're coming up. The O2s, when we rank the O2s coming out of here, we have coaches invited up to coach teams and to do rankings every night. And the top O2s, they go on to Buffalo to represent Michigan nationally for the national festival. The O3s are just a year away from that process, but it's a little bit of an introduction for them. So again, different coaches run different practices with them. We have lectures from guys like Dr. Statt in our kinesiology department about nutrition, strength and conditioning. So it's really just an intro to high-level hockey for them to help advance our elite players. And they all go through district tryouts. So Marquette holds the UP district. So our Sioux kids, the Houghton kids, Marquette kids all go there for a district tryout. If you're chosen out of there, you come to the Sioux. And again, those O2s will leave the Sioux to go to Buffalo for nationals. So it's all the best players. And, you know, we get them on our campus for those guys who do both years, 2 weeks. You know, typically a great time of the year. The weather's not been great this week for these kids coming up. But again, parents love it. You know, they come up and get to learn about Sioux St. Marie. I'm trying to think of we just had a kid that flipped from Michigan State, and it took us about 4 or 5 days to get him done because he'd spent 2 weeks. He's like, I know the campus. I know the rink. I love it up there. And it's really a big advantage for us to use this as we recruit going out in the future.
And I would imagine it's a nice opportunity for you to really get these kids there and maybe take a look and say who might be a good potential player down the road.
Absolutely. It's huge. You know, I mean, every kid should leave this camp knowing Rich Mitro well, knowing myself very well, knowing our locker room, the town, our campus. So it's tremendous, you know.
Point out those banners up in the rafters
a few times.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. We did, they knew this year they wanted to do team pictures. And so actually my wife came up to help out. She's into photography a little bit. And we put the banners in the background. So every kid will go home with 5 national championship banners in the background. So it's a huge opportunity for us to get in front of these kids, to sell our institution. You know, and our campus does a great job too, you know, over the dorms and the cafeteria. You know, it's a big thing. You know, it's 240 kids plus staff members. So it's a pretty big event that Rich Mitro overlooks and does a great job with. But a lot of campus community has to come together to make this happen. So we love to have it. And, you know, I think we're locked in for at least 5 more years. So we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. That's cool. Of course, you're busy off the ice too. You got a couple golf tournaments that are coming up here. You got the Blue Liner Golf Tournament that's coming up next week. That's going to be a Friday, the 4 p.m. 9-hole golf course golf tournament over at the Sioux Country Club, which is a great opportunity for Blue Liners to get together in the summer and support Laker hockey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and our Blue Line Club does so much for our program. It's our biggest support group, obviously. So, you know, there's a financial component of the way they help us, you know, take care of our players. Usually the money they raise for our team is in some way directly used on our players' behalf, whether it's, you know, travel apparel or just things we need to make it a better experience for our players. But, you know, not only that, the Blue Liners have, you know, extra access to our players. They have them in our homes. You know, game nights, they have the Blue Liner room where they come down, they get special access to coaching. coaches and players, things like that. So it's a big event for our program for sure. We really appreciate their support. I know afterwards too, if you're not a golfer, there's the silent auction will continue. There's a dinner you can come to.
Yep.
There's a band Friday night as well at the Sioux Country Club. So it's been nice to partner with the Sioux Country Club again. But yeah, that's next Friday, and there's still some room for golfers, hole sponsors. You know, anybody that's interested in helping out, putting a team in, or being a major sponsor can reach out to myself or Rich or any Blue Line members that you may know, or get on our social media sites and can contact us that way as well. But it's a fun night, you know, for sure. A little bit, not as much pressure as in season some of the events we have to go to. So it's really a laid back event where we get a lot of time with our fans, and hopefully we'll get a couple players there. You know, it's tough. Our guys aren't around much.
Sure.
Obviously our kids from British Columbia aren't coming in for that,
right.
But our Michigan kids, our local kids will be there as well. So we're looking forward to a great event.
Some changes going on up at Lake Superior State University. You're searching, I guess, for an assistant coach. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, and before that, just to mention the Lake State Classic as well.
Yeah.
July 28th, 29th down in Frankenmuth this year. I think for me, the really exciting thing is the McClellans have really partnered with us. Gary McClellan, you know, who obviously passed away, but, you know, they've been such huge supporters of Laker hockey, started our Blue Line Club years and years ago. So I think it's going to be an awesome change to go down to Frankenmuth and be around the McClellan family and all they do for our program and our university. So just wanted to mention that Lake State Classic as well. But yeah, we're in the search for an assistant coach. We're about 90% through it. If anybody sees me tonight or tomorrow, well, I'll be with a candidate, you know, on campus and around town here, kind of probably our last on-campus visit. So, you know, I think by the end of this weekend or the long holiday weekend here, we'll probably have an offer out when we come back to campus. You know, really, really robust pool. I mean, I'm really excited. And that's going to be the hard part, you know, is making some of those calls and saying you're not the fit.
Right.
Because I think the four or five finalists are really great fits for what we're trying to do and what we're looking for at this time, you know, and they just bring a lot, you know, and some are extensive coaching experience. Some of them are extensive playing at the highest level of hockey. So it's a really, really great candidate pool, and it's been a really good process for us once again. And, you know, the hard part's been with some of the changes at the university. There's been a lot of other areas that have pulled us away from the process. It probably could have been a little bit quicker, but with the Bantam camps going on, with the recruiting going on,
sure.
You know,
oh, yeah.
It's been a lot to get through in a short period of time.
And when you're looking for an assistant coach, I imagine it's a guy who can wear a lot of different hats. He's got to be an X's and O's type of guy. He's got to be a recruiter. He's got to be a guy who fits in with your personality and Richie's personality and the personality of the team and the staff around it.
Yeah, that's, you know, all those areas are certainly critical. You know, I mean, for us, the culture that we have within our program right now is really strong. We like our locker room. We have a coaching staff that works well together. Obviously, Rich and I are going into year four together, and most of our staff is the same way. So, yeah, you know, and different candidates obviously have different strengths and weaknesses. So it's been challenging to get it down to this point again, because I think the really good thing when you go through is you find out how many qualified people there are. And I think the last couple times there weren't really people that were within my circle, people I had close relationships with. This time's probably a little bit different. The top candidates are people that I have an extensive past with, and I think the timing is right for that. You know, recruiting wise, we're at a place where we feel like if it is one of these candidates that are coming more off a long playing career, that we can catch them up to speed because we're a young team again next year, and we have a pretty good pipeline in place. You know, recruiting is so important. And, you know, so it's interesting, you know, Coach Conley was in town with his wife, Diane, for the reunion last weekend. And we went out to dinner Friday night and went out to the country club, and, just really picked his brain about what he's gone through over so many years. And, when he had to let coaches go, when he had to hire coaches, and it was, it's really good for me to go through that and have that mentor, like Coach Conley, to go through that. So feel really good about the process, really good about our candidate pool. And, you know, I'm not sure how much rest I'll get this weekend kind of making this final decision, but I am looking forward to getting it done. I guess there's a slight chance that candidate might be at the Blue Liner outing, but I think certainly in Frankenmuth, that person will be able to be there to start to get to know our fans, our community, and our team. So I'm excited to get to kind of finish this, but it's been a great process for us.
Cool. Other changes within the athletic department. There's a vacancy right now in the athletic director, and you don't have an SID, and And obviously, they're in the process of searching for a new president. How tough has it been for you with maybe not having those people there, maybe that you could lean on?
Yeah, well, and I think first of all, you know, mentioning Dr. Plager, I mean, obviously there's a huge tragedy to all of this.
For sure.
You know, we lose a friend, you know, a president who came in and planned on being here a long time and
was a big supporter of the program.
Big supporter of the program, right. You know, and I know he made some really hard decisions, and there were some challenges along the way with Dr. Plager. But, you know, first and foremost, you know, our thoughts and prayers are out to their family for the tragedy, you know, at his age, otherwise healthy up to that last point. So
for sure.
I think we've all been, you know, really shocked and struggling with the loss of our leader. And so when that happened, and Chris Dunbar, you know, congrats to Chris and going into the GLIAC as a commissioner of the GLIAC. But, yeah, it's been challenging. You know, your normal processes in places for approval. Whether as small as just going on a recruiting trip and getting your athletic director to sign off of it, you know, so everything has changed that way. And when you want to post a job, you know, everything's been delayed a little bit. So it has been really challenging. You know, I think it can be really healthy for our department. I think change is good. You know, again, I don't want to, you know, downplay the tragedy of Dr. Plager.
Oh,
so
sure.
I hope I'm not speaking, you know, using poor words in that. But, you know, we'll use it to be positive. You know, in terms of the athletic director, Chris did a great thing for this university for so many years. You know, we'll get a fresh set of eyes, somebody who's coming in. Again, that's been a really robust pool. You know, we're working through that. We'll have a candidate on campus next week for that and some other ones lined up. You know, a part of that committee we've gone through and looking at that, you know, the people, the experience they have is really tremendous. So I think bringing some eyes from the outside who have been in some other departments at various levels, Division I, Division II, Division III, you know, could be a really great change and, you know, upgrade to our athletic department. So, you know, we'll just embrace it and we'll move forward. And, you know, I guess as the Division I hockey program on campus, you're always, I guess, a little bit territorial. You know, you want what's great for your program. Mm-hmm. But I think all these candidates will do that. So we're excited about the process. And that'll be moving forward, like I said, next week. And I think we'll have some good movement over that in the next 3-4 weeks and hopefully have something in place.
Well, and you know, though, that being in a Division I program, you know, that's got national recognition and everything is nothing but positive for the university. So, you know, so obviously you need somebody there that's going to be supportive of what you're doing and continued success with that. So hopefully we'll get that person in place and they'll understand the importance of that and it'll just keep going and going.
Well, I think they have to. I mean, you know, and I played down in East Lansing. I knew that, you know, even as a player, we knew that the better Michigan State football did, the better it was for athletic department,
sure.
You know, just in terms of revenue and excitement, things like that.
But
and
not only the athletic department, but also for the university in general because it gets more promotion of the university and they're thinking, oh, wow, that's a great place. Maybe I'd like to go there and go to school because I like hockey and I like to cheer for a good hockey team.
Yeah. So you're absolutely right. You know, I think everybody says athletics is a front porch, and when you're, you know, our hockey program here is what, you know, our university is very well known for, and we have great academic programs and you know, a lot of great things to sell, but a lot of times our hockey program is kind of that introduction
to Lake
State.
It. Exactly.
Yeah, so I know the candidate will understand that, and, you know, we've got to keep moving forward with our program. You know, I think we're poised to take a big step this year with what we return. Obviously, some key losses, the NHL departures, but, you know, this is year 4. And we've got to take that step. We realize that as a staff or for myself, you know, I understand that part of it. And, you know, this is a community that expects a lot from this hockey program.
Sure.
And, you know, we're working hard to get that. And we think we can deliver this year. So we're excited about that.
That might be part of the tough part of having all those banners in the rafters, right?
Yeah, in some ways it is. I mean, the expectations here are
sure.
really high. But, you know, we love it. I'd much rather have that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Probably part of the reason why you came here.
For sure. I like going around town and somebody wants to bark about our power play or tell us about that, and it's way
better.
You
never get that, do you, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In a pretty good way most times,
sure.
But it's much better than people not knowing about your program or your history, and I've been at places like that as well. So we love it here. We love the passion and support and the knowledge. You know, people know about Laker hockey, and that's one of the greatest attractions of this position and this program as we recruit players.
And I think that's an important word to use is passion. I think that's what the community really has for its hockey here in Sault Ste. Marie and in the area, just that people are so passionate about it because they, you know, a lot of them have played it, a lot of them know a lot about it, and they really care. They really want to see a quality product out there. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, these, we talked about these 03, these young kids coming on campus, they walk into that arena and they're pretty amazed at what's sure. happened here at Lake State. So I know, our knowledgeable fan base, whether they've been fans or everybody who played in this area, because it is such a hockey community and so important to us. We get that and we understand that and we love it. You know, like I said, I'd much rather have people, talking about how bad our power play is or what we should be doing differently than people not knowing what the heck's going on around there. So we appreciate that. And again, we're on it. You know, we're working hard and we think we're ready for that next step with the program next year.
You mentioned some of the losses to the NHL that you had once the season ended. For those folks that maybe haven't been paying attention since the season was done, fill us in on who you lost. And then let's talk about some of the guys that are coming in that are maybe going to be some new faces on the ice in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So obviously, Gus Coriale was our only senior that we lost eligibility-wise. Gordy Dayfield was aged out because of some NCAA rules. He played games after he turned 21, so Gordy Dayfield, he's close to graduating, but he is out of eligibility. Jimmy Roll transferred in credit, so he graduated as well, so Jimmy Roll is going to move on. And I think the big losses, in some ways, those guys are all key losses. Gus was a great leader for us, but Mitch Holt signed with the Anaheim Ducks after the season, so obviously, congratulations. That's a lifelong dream. You know, if you have an engineer over there and GM or Ford come in with a huge contract, you know, most of those kids are going to take that. And that's, part of what they're here for. So we're on Mitch to keep working towards his degree and graduate. I hope he does that. That's important to us. And then Crispin Dula signed after his freshman year with the Washington Capitals. Again, a huge honor. But losses. You know, we thought we'd have Mitch probably one more year, Chris probably two more years. So it's hard to plan for those early departures that early. You know, in some ways you can do it. You're always prepared in today's game, and it is what it is. We have to move on. Luke Morgan's not going to return to our program, and that was, mutual in a lot of ways that I won't say a whole lot, and I don't think it's necessarily fair to say a whole lot, but I guess what I will say is that we expect people to be all in for our program, and if kids aren't committed to doing things the way we want them done around here, then we'll help them make that decision to move on.
That's
and
fair.
Yeah, enough on that. So those are what we lose, from next year's team that we're eligible to return. And then the incoming guys, I'm going to miss somebody here, so I wasn't overly prepared today for this, but, our D-core, when you lose Chris Early, Jimmy Roll, Cole Holtz was a guy who was committed, then didn't end up coming in through a different couple of things recruiting wise, and he ended up getting drafted this past week as well. But so we got a lot of guys coming in there. Lucas Cable played in Fargo in the USHL. He's a German World Junior player, really really elite power play type specialist on the back end. Tyler Anderson's a big right shot defenseman who led the BCHL in goals as a defenseman and one of the highest point scorers. He's big and tough and nasty as well. Will Rydell is another good size. We weren't out trying to get bigger on the back end or really overall, but Anderson's 6'4", Lucas is 6'1", 6'2", Rydell's 6'1", or 6'2". Rydell's a really elite skater, a good puck mover. So those guys are all big additions. I'm missing somebody back there, so I apologize for that. Locally, Chase Gamlin will finally be coming on campus here, so we're excited for Chase to come in. He's had a tremendous summer. Johnny Parko is over in Sioux, Canada. John Rhodes, who opened up a hockey, elite hockey specific gym, and Chase has had a tremendous summer there. He was actually over skating yesterday with a lot of the pros from Sioux, Canada. Mm-hmm. So we're excited for Chase to get to campus there a little bit. And those are a few of the guys that are coming in. I think next time we get on, we'll be a little bit more extensive in our analyze and who's coming in exactly. But those are a little taste of what we have coming in. In the net, we have two goaltenders, Roman Bangert, who was the MJHL, the Manitoba Junior Hockey League goalie of the year. And Marek Mittens, who was a Latvian goalie, played in the North American League. He was the goalie of the year in the North American League and the league MVP. Nick Kossoff is obviously returning as well, who had a great freshman year, stumbled a little bit as a sophomore. Really, really healthy competition in that, which I think is really good for our program.
For sure.
And very accomplished goaltenders there. So, but that'll be a position that somebody's going to have to grab that year. I think Nick will have the chances to come in and grab onto that and build off that freshman year. But those guys, along with Cooper Lukenda coming back, it's going to be an extremely competitive position with, that spot up for grabs, basically.
And if I remember correctly, we had a lot of freshmen and sophomore on the team last year, and it seems like we've lost maybe a couple, but it's going to be a pretty good sophomore junior season laden team
transition
this year. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. You know, and I don't know the exact numbers, Mark, but I know as I was kind of looking at some things, our sophomore class ended up as like a top five class scoring nationally of all classes. You know, you're talking North Dakota, BU, whatever. So, you know, Gage Terrell, Diego, you know, missing some of those other guys, Nenendahl, all that clash, you know, like they're coming back as juniors now, and they should be really ready to play. The freshman class, I think, ended up seventh or eighth in freshman scoring nationally as well. So guys like Max Humitz, who had a tremendous year, you know, those guys are coming back as well, ready to play, take a step. Now, they have to be desperate. They have to be working hard, and it's not going to come easy just because they're juniors or sophomores now. But it's a tremendous base to build around. We return, again, a majority of our scoring before you certainly you know, take away Mitch, and that's a big chunk there. But you know, a lot of great pieces in place. We're really excited about this team. You know, we're going to have young goaltending or inexperienced goaltending, and these freshman defensemen who we think are very capable of playing. Now they get to get mixed in with a guy like Kyle Chatham, Aiden Wright, Ryan Rands, guys who have played a lot of hockey. Those three seniors, you know, three of them were letters for us, or two of them were letters for us, so they're going to be mentored really healthily back there. But they're going to have to come in and adjust quickly, and if they can do that, it's going to be a tremendous year for us.
So what are the boys working on this summer? I imagine they're all spread out, you know, wherever they are. And but when they left for the summer, what were some of the instructions you gave them? You know, I'm sure individually they each had instructions, but overall, generally, what are they working on over the summer?
Yeah, good question. And like you said, most of them are spread out. You know, today's Division I athlete, I mentioned Chase Gamblin going across the bridge there with some of our other Sioux Michigan guys. If you're not working with a hockey-specific strength conditioning coach, especially at this age, but even these O3s, these O2s that we just had in these younger kids, almost all of these kids are with hockey-specific trainers these days. And if you're not doing it, it's kind of terrible in some ways that these young kids, 15, 16, have to be, you know, that focused on it. But certainly most of our guys, unless you're from a small rural area like Ryan Rands out in Castlegar, BC, like he's limited because of his size. And even here in Sault Ste. Marie, until Johnny got this going, we have a couple of guys doing it across the bridge, but we don't have anybody on our side. And in Lake State, we need to get somebody within our department that's doing it and can run it all summer long, because you're way behind if you don't have that specific strength conditioning coach. So they're all doing that out there, trying to get bigger, faster, stronger. The majority of the guys also have skill specific coaches that they're on the ice doing skill development with. Again, our guys from smaller areas might not have that, but most of our kids are doing those things. And then, you know, certainly finding a time to get away from the game for a little bit. They're probably starting to ramp back up on the ice a little bit here now that we're almost in July. But it's important to get away from it, get a break, refresh mentally, you know, get recharged. And, you know, you're always in the gym. That doesn't stay.
Right.
You get a week or two maybe. But get off the ice for a little bit, and now you're ramping back up as you're kind of peeking into that late August season there.
And so when will the kids get back, and when will you actually get to start working with them? I know there's some NCAA rules as far as when you can and can't work with them on the ice.
Yeah. So, we try to do, and with all the searches for assistant coach and AD, you know, I feel bad. I haven't talked to a lot of our guys enough. You know, Rich and I are always trying to reach out every week or two and just say hi and see how things are going, and, you know, checking in guys who had minor injuries or maybe some other things like that. So we'll be reaching out that way. But our guys will be back at the end of August. You know, reporting back for school a few days early to kind of get organized that way. And then the captain's practices will start right away. You know, they'll be in the gym with strength conditioning coach. And then captain's practices, they'll get going. And then our first start date is October 1. We get limited hours the 2 weeks prior to that, about 5 hours per week. So we'll try to be extremely organized with the little bit of time we get. We won't go on the ice and do warm-up shooting drills with them. Mm-hmm. Captains will run that. And then the second we step on the ice, we'll be right into our teaching structure, whether it's four check, D zone, special teams, things like that. So you really got to maximize those limited hours you get. And then Laurentian will come in. We'll play Laurentian before we get an official start date. And then Sunday we get our official start date. We'll play Laurentian again twice this year, which in college you don't get very often. I'm really excited to have two exhibition games this year because I think, you know, our goal will be to play everybody. There's a lot of years. There's some guys that never even get a chance to play, to see what they get to do in a game situation. So I think that'll be nice, especially with, you know, still being a pretty young team that get guys a lot of looks in games like that early on.
3 months away. It's hard to believe.
It is. I can't wait. I can't wait in some ways. I don't want to wish away my summer.
Well,
I
was we haven't really
you,
had much
I know,
of a
there
summer,
hasn't been much. I was telling you off the air, we've been out to the cabin one time. So this weekend, we're excited to get out there and just have some time. We literally, with these Bantam camps, you know, Rich has been in the rink from probably 8 a.m. To almost 10 p.m. almost mm-hmm. every night. I'm pretty close to that. So it'll be nice to enjoy some of our UP summer and, you know, get out to Lake Superior and enjoy that a little bit. But it's flying by, and, you know, and we don't mind it. We're excited to get back, get this staff hired, and, you know, hit the ice again.
Well, it's always exciting to talk to you, Damon, and it's always an excite makes our winter. I was talking to somebody the other day that having all this hockey and everything in our area really makes a winter enjoyable, at least for me, I know. So we're definitely looking forward to it. And again, a reminder, the Blue Liners Golf Tournament coming up next week, Friday, July 7th at the Country Club here in the Sioux. It's $80 per person, but if you don't golf, you can just go to the dinner for $20. And it's got Carol Boger's number on here, so I also put that out there. 635-0568 if you want more information about that. So good. And then the Lake State Classic coming up at the end of July. So
yeah.
Good opportunities. Are you a golfer?
Oh, I don't. You know what? I don't play much. I don't. You know, I've got a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
So the little bit, I basically do hockey. I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't do much yeah. else. You know, my West A. Young, our equipment manager, is giving me the gears. I don't watch baseball. It's hockey. Like even this time sure. of year, I know you can't go home and maybe watch it on TV. But we're bringing laptops home. We're preparing film for next year. We're watching recruits still on the internet. So basically, all I do is hockey. And if
hockey,
I get some
hockey,
free
hockey.
Time, I'm with my kids and enjoying. And my wife, and you know, trying to be a father and a husband, oh. and making up for
well,
all
that's
the missed
time. Good. That you
yeah.
do need to do that. That's important yeah. as well. So, well, Damon, we appreciate the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again before the season gets underway.
Absolutely, thanks, and have a great day, and hope to ever see you next week at the Blue Liner Golf Outing. Thanks,
absolutely.
Mark.
Absolutely, Coach Damon Witten joining us this morning on Perspective.
Perspective, a special news and public affairs presentation of 1230 WSOO. The Sioux's number one choice for local news and information.